started Suzuki trading on Cleveland Williamson. Cleveland is C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Cleveland Williamson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-O-N, Williamson. Date of birth, 3/17/48. Date of visit, 4/5/22. Playback copy of this for Dr. Mario Cucirella. Cucirella is C-U-C-C-H-I-A-R-E-L-L-A-M-D. Mario, M-A-R-I-O, Mario Cucirella, M-D. Cleveland Williamson is a patient. Next paragraph. Dear Mario, thank you for sending Cleveland Williamson for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and squamous cell lung cancer and obstructive sleep apnea. Period. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a past history for COPD and squamous cell lung cancer, status post right lower lobectomy. And a history for obstructive sleep apnea, has been short of breath with exertion, and has gained weight. The patient has obstructive sleep apnea, but not on CPAP. He has no chest pains, but has some leg swelling, and the patient was admitted to the hospital a month ago with symptoms of heart failure, and was treated with antibiotics, bronchodilators, and diuretics. He's presently somewhat better and is on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD and squamous cell lung cancer, status post right lobectomy, and a history of hypertension and hyperparathyroidism and peripheral vascular disease, as well as femoral artery occlusion. He had stenting of the left leg vessels, and has had chronic leg pain. Also has synovitis of the hand and wrist, and history for cataract surgery. He also had a permanent pacemaker placed. Next. Can you mention the patient that had right lower lobectomy done for lung cancer? Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, significant for hypertension and strokes. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has some fatigue and weight gain. He has no double vision, had cataracts removed. He has dizziness, no sore throat, denies urinary frequency. He has no asthma, hay fever. But has persistent cough and shortness of breath. Also has loose stools, denies abdominal pains. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg edema, no depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next, medalist included Lasix. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily. Nebulized Duonet solution, QID. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams a day. Allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Colchicine, 0.6 milligrams a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams BID. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Coumadine, 1 milligram daily. To alternate with 6 milligrams. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese, elderly, African-American male was alert and no acute distress. There was mild pallinosinusitis, there's mild peripheral edema and no clubbing. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 85, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 232, saturation 93. HUNT and non-spheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat is clear. Next supple is mild venous distension, trachea midline. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered coarse wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. I'm sorry, heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is obese, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, mild edema with mild varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was warm and dry. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is history of right lower lobectomy for non-small cell lung cancer. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is peripheral vascular disease. Number 5 is chronic kidney disease. And number 6 is obstructive sleep apnea. And number 7 is mild CHF. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to use Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff daily. And continue with Duoneb Nebs 3 times daily. Oxygen at nights at 2 liters. Polysomnogram will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. The patient will use an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis for shortness of breath. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Mario Cucciarella, CUCCHIARELLA MD. Thank you.